Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you will find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. This podcast is a part of a church-wide initiative called Grow Through the Bible that is designed to read through the Bible in 1 year. For a full schedule of daily Bible readings, as well as other Bible study resources, please visit our website at concordunited.org/Bible.
Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 48. If you haven't done so already, we suggest that you pause the podcast, read the scripture, and come back for the reflection. I don't know if you are familiar with Viktor Frankl. He was an Austrian neuroscientist, doctor, philosopher, and Holocaust survivor. He was imprisoned at 4 different concentration camps, and during the Nazi regime, he lost his father, mother, brother, and wife, all of whom died in concentration camps as a result of disease or extermination. But Viktor survived and went on to become an outstanding contributor to psychiatry and neuroscience. Years after the war, he wrote Man's Search for Meaning, which was designated by the Library of Congress as one of the 10 most influential books in the United States. He was a man who had almost everything taken away from him, career, wealth, and family. Yet there was one thing that no one, not even the cruelest Nazi concentration camp guard, could take away from him: his freedom of thought and his reaction to the circumstances in which he found himself. His most famous quote is, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Frankl's quote echoes the message that Jesus was teaching in today's scripture passage. Beginning in Matthew 5:21, Jesus talks about a variety of things that might happen in life and the proper response to them by his followers. He tells all disciples that there will be times when they are angry and tempted by lust and adultery. There may be times when they will be abused, slapped in the face, forced into giving up personal belongings, and compelled to go where they would not go. But in Jesus' eyes, the appropriate response to all of these things is summed up in verses 43 through 48. Love your enemies. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. In other words, no matter what happens to you, respond with love. That's a choice. In any given set of circumstances, we can choose hate, revenge, and retaliation, or we can choose the way of love, mercy, and forgiveness. I find it interesting and somewhat comforting that Jesus doesn't try to in any way sugarcoat the cost of discipleship. It's not easy. We may gain enemies because of our beliefs. We are not immune to temptation or cruelty. But our own experience teaches us that the very best and most admired leaders are the ones who are willing to do the things they ask us to do, even if those things are hard or distasteful. Jesus asks a lot of us. It's not easy to turn the other cheek and respond with love. Yet, these things that Jesus asks us to do towards the beginning of Matthew's gospel are the very things he does toward the end of Matthew's gospel, when Jesus is being cruelly abused, falsely accused, and condemned to die an unjust death. In circumstances terrible beyond our understanding, Jesus chose to respond with immeasurable love and grace, even as his final moments were filled with mockery by those watching him die. Each day we face scores of choices. We get to choose our own way. That's the wonderful and terrible gift of free will. We can choose out of self-interest and self-love, or we can choose the way of peace and love for all, even our enemies. May we listen carefully and fully to the Holy Spirit's guidance in all of our choices, both the easy ones and the difficult. Here's a prayer for today. Gracious Lord, as you did not shy away from the difficult aspects of life, help us as well to meet each day and each challenge with the instinct to choose love as a response. Grant us patience with others. Grant us a spirit that is quick to forgive, give us the Spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcast@concordunited.org with daily devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, service opportunities, mission efforts, and classes, please visit our website at concordunited.org. On our website, you can also access our Sunday sermons, which, like these devotionals, are following our ongoing Grow Through the Bible reading plan. Finally, we would appreciate it if you would leave a rating and review of this podcast so that others can discover it and benefit from it.